Excellent Movie Adventures.
Welcome to another episode of Excellent Movie Adventures. Featuring me, Pickle, and my co-hosts, Thomas.
Hello.
And a Zachary.
Hola.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh, man. Either of you guys watch anything good this week?
I started watching a ton of stuff on HBO, I feel like. There was his Dark Materials, which was pretty interesting kind of sci-fi show. I haven't gone super far into it, just a couple episodes. Really good. Hmm. And then also Doom Patrol, which is awesome.
Is it?
It really is.
It looked interesting to me, but I just have not gotten around to watching it.
Yeah. I had seen it a couple times. I was like, oh, maybe I'll give it a
For
shot.
Some reason, it just reminds me a lot of one Suicide Squad and that Umbrella Academy show.
I have not seen Umbrella Academy, so I don't know.
But it was okay.
Yeah. It's really good. Like, really high production quality. And WB and DC, just a solid combination on their TV shows. Because the first episode, like, it feels like a movie. Like, really high, good quality. And then there's one part that all of a sudden, like, I knew kind of what was going to happen in the episode, and my mouth was agape when it happened. They're just like, oh, I was a little taken back. It was really good. So I've watched, been binge watching that, probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes in the last day or two. It's really good. And it's pretty good comedy in it, and, I don't know, pretty good story to it, as well as, like, I don't know, good depth for characters, and makes you, you know, not emotional, but you get invested with some of the characters a little bit.
Hmm.
So it's good.
What about you, Zach?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, while you're thinking, I watched exactly one episode of that, like, flight attendant show you were telling me about last week. And what I saw was good.
Yeah. The ending of it, that first episode, was like, whoa.
Yeah. And then I didn't watch anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched some stuff for, like, our main topic this week, yeah, but I just didn't have time to watch anything else.
Yeah, it gets pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I know I watch stuff, but I can't remember. In all, like, I'm racing through my head, and I can't remember.
I watched the segment that Kenny Omega had on TNA Impact.
So stupid.
So dumb.
Yes.
And then I'm glad that he's going to be a villain, though.
Promises all this fun stuff for the next night on AEW, and again, stupid segment. And he'll be back again on Impact on Tuesday. And I'm sure it'll be stupid.
But we'll probably get some great matches out of it.
I hope so.
I watched a couple of movies, but I don't remember what they were. My highlights were Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that robot guy in it, right?
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
That's Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. Brendan Fraser. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Huh.
I was going to say, with HBO Max, everyone's in an uproar about them getting all
the movie releases.
Yeah. I think it's great, to be honest with you.
The Directors Guild of America just came out, and they're furious about it.
I mean, like, they did say that it's only going to be for 30 days.
Yeah.
And then it will get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I'm fine with it.
Anybody who's smart is going to watch all those movies in those first 30 in their
days. Well, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I look at it as, and it's not so much the theaters, because the theaters, working in a theater before, they don't really have a say about how much they can sell their tickets for.
Mm-hmm.
They make not anything off of ticket sales.
Yeah.
And it's more so about how much they're paying to get the rights to the movies to show in their theaters. And then what they do make their money off is all their concessions.
Yeah.
But I think this is an eye-opening thing for some of these people to realize that, hey, you know, stop showing movies for $15-$20 a movie. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's that, but I think the directors and stuff, I don't know if they're really going to get much more payday out of what their contract already was. I mean, they're just... Well,
depending on the director, a lot of them get a portion of the box office.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's just like, well, you're already paid under contract for this movie and it's still hitting theaters. So would you rather have it not hit theaters for a whole year and a half or 2 years, or just have it go out and have publicity about it?
I agree that it's like special circumstances or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I understand why.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Because if it's like, oh, I get 10%, or I mean, that's probably a large amount, but say I get 2%.
Yeah, like 3% typically.
Yeah, whatever of
the gross
mm-hmm. theater's income, and like say it's a big movie, mm-hmm. and so it was going to be like $300 million or something.
Yeah,
2 to 3% of that is quite a bit of change. Yeah. You know, and then by putting it in a home release, they're significantly limiting the amount of money that you can make. You know what I mean? You still make money.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, you know, rich people, they got rich people problems, bruh.
They should be doing it for the love of the craft. Oh, I was going to say, Taika Waititi, he's doing a Star Wars thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that.
I don't know if it's going to be a movie or just a series, as well as they're bringing back Hayden Christensen for Darth Vader.
In the new Obi-Wan saga.
And the whole new Obi-Wan saga, yeah. Should be interesting. Yeah. But I feel like Star Wars is not the same Star Wars that I grew up loving. It's a whole nother monster now. It's
totally new.
So it's sad, but it could be good.
Also, have you guys been watching The Mandalorian?
No.
Either of you? No.
I watched half of the first season. It's actually really pretty good. And
I watched like the first three or four episodes.
I've had a lot of people say that the best thing to come out of the new Star Wars is Rogue One and The Mandalorian.
So I like Rogue One.
They were saying if you like Rogue One, The Mandalorian is just as good. Hmm. You kind of have to give it. You only got three or four episodes into it. It's just like a normal series. You have to let it go. I've heard this new season is beyond crazy.
That's because they gave Baby Yoda a name.
Well, I've just heard this name?
Like Goguru or something like that.
I've just like heard this. I've just heard this new season is just, it's really good.
I keep thinking I'm going to watch it, and then I just feel like
somebody told me that they brought Boba Fett back from the dead.
I think Zach said that.
Not back from the dead. It's actually in the comic books.
All right. But comic books were not canon when Disney bought them. They made it Star Wars Legends. So when they bought Star Wars, that became not canon. So he was dead. They killed him the minute they bought it. And they were like, hey, all those comics and novels that are out there that we didn't produce, that's not canon.
They didn't really show him dying in the movie, though.
He falls into the Sarlacc pit.
He falls in the pit, but you don't see him die.
He's dead.
You don't see it. I don't know if the series shows how he gets out or explains it, but
anyway,
we've gone supposedly over this. It's the armor.
Supposedly he's in a newer episode and he does like a bunch of awesome stuff. And so somebody who knows my negative feelings towards the Fetts told me that, and I was like, that doesn't make me want to watch that show.
It's his redemption arc. He's learned and grown.
All that time down in the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
It's like he talked biblical to like, story, Jonah and the whale. Like the Sarlacc puked him up. He didn't escape.
God opened that mouth and ripped him out.
He got puked out. He lucks out into living.
I don't know.
There's God. He was like, oh, wait, that guy was supposed to be really cool. Let me get him back out of the garbage.
I admit that his armor looks cool and that he looks cool. I just think that they're terrible bounty hunters. They're not good at their jobs. Like, for all the hoopla, people seem to think they're like some of the coolest characters. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it, man. Based on the movies.
If they want to do
show me one character. Cool thing they do in the movies, except for the one fight against Obi-Wan that Jango has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he doesn't even kill Obi-Wan. He just escapes. Although, decent fight, I guess. You held your own against a Jedi. But show me one cool thing either of them do. They don't do anything cool. They look cool. They stand around cool looking cool. Yeah, and he uses it to fly into the side of a ship and then fall into the Sarlacc pit.
In golf, that's called a hole-in-one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like if you hit the ball, you're like, I'm aiming for the green, but you hit it and it hits a tree and then bounces into the hole.
It still went in, bro.
Yeah, but that's not skill.
No, but it's really freaking cool.
And also, you're not aiming for the hole in this case. You're aiming for anywhere not the hole, and he ended up in there.
If they want
to think about it.
Yeah. I'm not wrong. If they want to do a cool backstory, like a standalone thing, they should do Darth Maul. He is awesome.
And in one of the movies, he gets yelled at for disintegrating somebody when he shouldn't have. So he's not good at his job. Just saying. That's how I feel about it.
I got nothing.
You can like him if you want. I'm just saying there's cooler characters out there you could like.
I'm just saying. I got nothing because I enjoy Star Wars for what they are.
Yeah, there's cooler characters.
I enjoy Star Wars for what it is, too. But I'm just saying, like, I pay attention to the details.
I just let it entertain me. I don't pick it apart or, I don't know. I just let Star Wars entertain me. Even the new stuff. I love the new stuff. I think it was great.
Yeah. Good for you.
I didn't like the prequels.
You didn't like Jar Jar?
No.
Why?
No. In fact, I went back and tried to watch that about a year ago, and I ended up falling asleep. That one's bad. The second one, I can't remember that much. Third one was good.
Yeah. I defend the third one. I think the third one's good.
But
of the new movies, I think the middle one, The Last Jedi, is the best. And I think the episode 7 is okay, and the third one sucks. I didn't like the last one.
See, I liked them. I enjoyed them.
All right. Well, moving on.
Christmas movies! Woo! Our favorites, our least favorites, and then maybe we'll just run through some. Who knows? Sure. We'll see what we have time for.
Start us off, Pickle.
Oh, I was going to say, you should start us off, Thomas.
No.
All right. I don't know. This is tough for me. Ones that I like the most.
Ooh, I remembered what I watched this week.
What'd you watch?
But okay. It's going to be a part of this conversation, right. So we're good.
Okay.
Shut your mouth, Zach.
First off, our editor, Lizzie, wanted me to let everybody know that she loves the Christmas Chronicles.
What are those?
They're the Kurt Russell movies, right?
Actually, I've heard a lot of good things about him, yeah.
So you're already...
Is it the Kurt Russell one?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him. I've never had an interest to see him. But yeah, it's the Kurt Russell ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about them, though.
Yeah. I watched one last year. Basically, I got home. They were already watching it. I finished watching it with them.
All right.
And it wasn't bad.
Was it like Kurt Russell? Look?
Well, I just didn't watch the whole thing, so yeah. I don't know. But... anyway, she really likes it.
Okay.
And some other movie I don't remember the name of. It's a Beautiful Life? Christmas movie? That's the one.
I don't like that one.
That's the one that she likes.
That's another one I haven't had an interest to see.
Anyway, for me personally...
Because it's black and white?
Yes.
All-time favorite... Well, I don't know what my all-time favorite would be, but I really, really, really love and enjoy watching every year National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, yeah, that's last a good night. One. Fell asleep.
I love that movie. I think it's great. I like everything about it. I like...
Yeah,
the show's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love the like constant just like gag with the neighbors. Like just they hate the Griswolds and like...
Yeah.
Just stuff just keeps happening to them.
Where are you going to put that, Griswold? Bend over and I'll show you.
How dare you talk to me like that? I wasn't talking to you. So funny.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margot.
It's so obvious that something happened from the Griswolds.
Right?
Like she's looking at the hole in the window. You know what I mean? That's pointed at the Griswolds' house. Like... Oh, man. That movie is so funny. And then he's like, later, when he lights the Christmas lights all up, and it like blinds them, and they're spilling their drinks on the carpet.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like trying to walk down the stairs, and he slips because the lights come on again. He trips and falls all the way down the stairs.
Lights are startling.
And she's like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is just crying into the carpet, trying to clean up the wine they spilled. My carpet. Oh, so funny. And all the stuff with the, like the uncle that sets the tree on fire and, I don't know why. I watched it just this week and Lizzie and I were watching it and that part where they're in the department store and he's talking to Clark is talking to the lady behind the counter and she's like, see no lion. He goes, you see that? Oh, what's the kid's name?
Rusty.
Rusty. You see that, Rusty? No lion. He goes, yep. And he goes, he just like looks like he realizes.
Gets all surprised.
His son is there. Oh, man. But it's just funny because like all he wants is to have like the perfect Christmas and just nothing goes right for him, you know? Mm-hmm. And in his head, it's like this room, like he's romanticized it, you know what I mean? And he's locked in the attic, like freezing to death, watching all these old home movies on a projector. And then his wife comes home and like pulls the thing down. And he just falls out. Pretty funny. Anyway, that movie has a lot of great moments in it, but I've always liked it. It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one.
All right, I love that movie.
What's your favorite? Or at least in your top something?
So I wouldn't say this is my all-time favorite Christmas, but it is one I have to watch every year, and I love it. And it's actually the one I watched this week. Krampus.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I love that
movie. It's a good one.
So good. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And I introduced it to Katie, and it scared the crap out of her.
As it should.
I said, see, this is what happens when you're naughty. Krampus is going to show up.
So I was talking about that with Ashley, and she goes, what is that? And I said, well, it's for all the bad kids, you know.
It's based off folklore.
Saint Nick comes over and leaves the good kid stuff, and Krampus comes over and he eats the little ones that are bad. And she's like, that sounds terrible.
See, that's we watched it, I want to say just the day after. So December 5th, I believe, is Krampusstein or Krampus something like that. Yeah. Anyways, it's Germany's day when Saint Nicholas shows up, and you leave a shoe out. And I actually asked my dad, because my dad's from his parents were from Holland, and I asked him if he did it, and he said, I didn't do it, but my parents practiced it when they were over in Holland. But you leave a shoe out, and either you get a present. If you don't get a present, then that means Krampus is going to show up. And what Krampus does is he doesn't eat you. He takes you, puts you in his bag, whips you,
and
then takes you to hell with him.
I can't remember. There's one of the folklores where the bad kids get eaten, but I don't remember what it is.
I can't remember which one that one is.
Yeah. Krampus
something.
So but it's funny that you picked that movie so early on, because Lizzie was like, why don't you talk about Krampus? You like that movie. And I was like, well, I think we're doing like more traditional, like our favorite Christmas movies.
That is a great Christmas movie.
I won't knock it. I agree with you. It's a great Christmas movie.
The little gingerbread man that come to life.
I really love the depiction of Krampus. And dude, I think he looks amazing. All the costume work in that movie is so good. I like the elves, though. I think it would have been cooler for them to be a little scarier.
Yeah.
Like they're obviously just like people in hoodies or whatever, you know, which is kind of lame considering how much work obviously went into everything else in this movie that was practical. Like the bat thing.
The angel bat.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
The giant Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool stuff. And yeah, I just thought it was kind of weak that the elves are just like, obviously just kids in hoodies running around, you know, they just could have been so cool.
Well, and then
I love that Krampus like doesn't say anything.
Yeah. He just stares at you.
Yeah.
Kind of just breathes.
They made
heavy.
A really good. So that movie, The Rare Exports has Krampus in it. And he's like a huge version of Krampus, like giant, but you never actually see him. He's like always in that block of ice.
Yeah.
Even at the end of the movie, there's never like the big reveal. And that's the one thing that I don't like about that movie. And so when I saw this, I thought it was so awesome that you actually see how scary he is. And they did they deliver. It's cool, man.
Well, it was pretty funny at the end. Cause at the end, the kid walks up. So Krampus is basically taking everybody to hell with him.
But they don't really realize it.
Yeah. And then the kid walks up to him and goes, hey, asshole. And Katie looks at me and goes, oh. I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, the ending of that's really good, too.
See, I was going to ask you guys what you thought about the ending.
I think it's fine.
Are they in hell with Krampus or?
No, they're in the snow globe.
Well, yes.
Well,
but or are they continuing on with their life knowing that they've been spared?
I don't think they're continuing on with their life because they're trapped in that snow globe. I think that they're doomed to repeat their mistakes leading up to Christmas. Because when it when they're in the globe, isn't it the day before?
Yeah,
it's Christmas Eve. No, it's Christmas morning.
I don't know.
When they wake up, when he wakes up, it's Christmas morning. But then he gets the bell, and the grandma says that she got a bell as a reminder of what she lost that day. Mm-hmm. And everybody was back, and he got the bell. So were their lives spared, or are... That's the one thing I could never understand, and I don't think it was really... There's really a complete answer for it, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just been a while.
I haven't watched it for a while.
Right? So. Yeah, but I do know as soon as... Because the bell drops, and everybody just stops talking, and they look at it weird, and then it pans out of the house, and then they're all in a snow globe, mm-hmm. and Krampus picks up the snow globe and puts it with a bunch of other snow globes. So...
That's their hell.
Could be.
Yeah, it is now.
Maybe if they go outside, they can see the snow globe. They're just like up against the glass. So that's what happened. That's what I'm sticking with.
Okay.
They're all actually right. in a snow globe.
There's one part in the Doom Patrol where a couple of the characters get stuck in a snow globe, and then one of them, like, he realizes he's in something, goes over to it, and he's like banging on it, and then it shows the outside, and it's like ding, 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 ding. That's way funny.
All right, Thomas, what's your first favorite
Christmas movie? One of my favorites, and I know you'll hate it because it's old, is A White Christmas.
I knew you were going to pick an old Christmas movie.
Yeah, man.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can like whatever you want.
I like it. It's just, it's a lot of fun. I remember watching that with my parents, and we didn't watch it every Christmas, but every, you know, 2-3 Christmases we'd watch it as a family. It's just fun, and I don't know, it's just silly old comedy, and I like it.
Alrighty.
Actually, is that the one I just put on Vudu?
You might have.
I believe so.
I think it is.
That's
I was gonna say, when I was over at your house a couple weeks ago, Katie came down looking for it, so I know you've got it.
Oh yeah, no, that's the one Kara made me buy because it's her favorite.
Yeah, it's good taste.
It's Kara. Her favorite. It is. She said it's her favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And she thought we owned it, and that's why Katie came looking for it. And then I was like, we don't own that. And she goes, well, we need to. And I'm like, all right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's fun. There's definitely worse ones. Like, It's a Magical Life.
It's a Wonderful
Life.
Yeah. Lizzie likes.
Yeah. I hate that one. I watched it a couple times. Like, no. Never again.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Stupid.
That's in...
Well, you're wrong, Thomas. That was Lizzie.
Yeah.
That's in...
Miracle on 34th.
What?
Isn't it?
Oh, that was 31st.
For 31st. I don't know. It's one of those other black...
Is that what that's on? I was just thinking it's on Christmas Vacation.
Oh, what? So.
That's not on Christmas Vacation.
They're watching that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it's that exact part. I think Rusty's watching it or something like that. Anyways.
All right.
Yeah, both of those movies suck. Those are my suck list.
All right. So I watched another Christmas movie this week that I also really, really like. And I will watch it every year because it's so funny.
Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way.
That was going to be my second choice.
I watched it this week. I recommended it to a friend who also watched it, and he enjoyed it.
Nice.
And had never seen it before. I think we need more Arnold Schwarzenegger comedies. I legitimately think we do. He is so funny. He's great as in that other Christmas movie he was in, Batman Forever.
Ever?
Yep, as Mr. Freeze. Mm-hmm. And he's great in this.
I was actually
many great one-liners.
I was talking to my sister about this. And
is Batman Forever a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it takes place during, well, if there's snow.
There's snow because there's Mr. Freeze.
And he makes Christmas puns. When they like go to Crash's party, there's like Christmas stuff all over in his hideout. So I don't know if it's actually Christmas time, but the one with...
All it needed was
Batman
snow.
Returns.
Okay, all right.
Batman Returns is Christmas time.
Yeah. But that takes place during Christmas time.
Right, but I'm just saying, that one might. I don't know if it does for sure, but I'm just saying there's a lot of ice and a lot of snow.
All right.
There's Christmas stuff. Decorations. People.
You classified as a Christmas movie, I'll give it to you.
All right.
I was talking about that with my sister, and I said, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he gets a lot of crap. He delivers all of his lines with full gusto, and they're stupid lines, and they're
That's
good.
That's what I'm saying.
Get people, to the chopper!
People say that the worst thing about that movie is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But he didn't write it.
But exactly. He did not write it. He's actually the best thing about it.
Yeah.
His performance is over the top, but every Batman villain from that time period gives kind of an over the top performance. And he's great. Yeah. It's not his fault. George Clooney is a crap Batman and the writing was terrible. And Joel Schumacher should never be allowed to direct or write another Batman movie again.
Oh, yeah. We're still on Batman. I thought we were back on the other one.
No, Jingle All the Way is amazing. Yeah.
No, because we're going to have one more aside and we're going to talk about Total Recall. And my sister had never seen it. And so my brother-in-law goes, oh, this is my first rated R movie I ever saw. And he's all going over it with her. And so she's like, is it really that good? I was like, it's great. The remake is pretty good too, but there's one line where he goes, screw you, Benny.
Screw you.
I said, it's phenomenal. You have to watch it. And she's like, eh, okay. And so she's going to go watch it.
Yeah, the movie is really so good. He basically, if you haven't seen it, the basic premise of the film is that he's like a workaholic and he's been putting his work first, family second, and he misses his kids.
Karate
graduation. He's like getting, he's like moving up a belt.
Yeah, he moves. Yeah, moves. Yeah.
And so he, his assistant keeps telling him, hey, you need to go. Mm-hmm. And the wife calls to remind him and he's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. And then he leaves and he ends up running into traffic. So he tries to like drive down the shoulder and he gets pulled over because it's illegal. Mm-hmm. And so then he's late and he misses the whole thing. So he goes home, the son's upset. And then the wife's like, well, at least you got him that doll, right? And he immediately is like, oh, crap, I forgot to buy the doll. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got it. I left it at work by accident. I'll have to go get it tomorrow. And she's like, okay, but you did get it? And he's like, yeah, of course. I would never not do something you told me to do, you know? And anyway, it's the Turbo Man doll.
Yeah.
And Turbo Man is his son's favorite thing, and it's like the hot Christmas toy that year. Basically, it's Tickle Me Elmo, essentially. So everybody wants this toy. It's sold out everywhere. And the movie is just his journey to try to track down one of these toys.
It's and awesome.
It's so funny, all the stuff that happens. Like, he goes to one store, and he, like, goes to the front of the line saying that he just has a question or whatever. And then he, like, tries to get into the store and cut the line. And everybody boos him and like they're like, get to the back of the line or whatever. And Sinbad is in this movie and he's like, hey, calm down. He's just a dad trying to get a gift. Give the man a break. And, you know, kind of sticks up for him and they're talking in the line or whatever. But then they get into the store and Sinbad just turns on him immediately, like knocks him down or
he's got to get that doll.
Get the doll. Yeah, because he's after it too. And like they just keep running into each other throughout the course of the movie. Mm-hmm. But the funniest one, I think, is when he goes to the store and they have all the bouncy balls with numbers on them. And they're like, what we're going to do here, it is true what you've heard. We received a very small shipment of the toy known as the Turbo Man. And everybody's cheering. And then he's like, but in accordance with laws of supply and demand, the retail price has just tripled. And everybody boos. And he's like, it's okay, though. If you don't get a Turbo Man doll, we have plenty of his trusty pal, Buster. And everybody's like, boo! We don't want Buster! We don't want him! Like, nobody likes this Buster doll, which is basically like a giant pink saber tooth. And it's funny because later there's a guy in that costume who's like part of the show with the parade. And he like falls down and the crowd attacks him. Yeah. Like, it's a guy. He's not forcing you to have Buster dolls. He's just a character from the show. It
doesn't matter. It's Buster. Everyone hates Buster.
He's Turbo Man's sidekick. You'd think people would like him a little bit more.
But, no, because he's always screwing things up.
Anyway, so this fight breaks out. The balls spill everywhere. People are, like, chasing him down, and he's, like, running through the store, and Sinbad takes his ball from him. So he's like, he got two. And everybody attacks Sinbad and one of them falls and is like bouncing. He's chasing it through the store and it falls down into like a play area. And this little girl picks it up. So he goes down the elevator and is like chasing this girl through this playhouse area. And finally he's like, she puts it in her mouth and he like grabs her face to try to get her to like, you know, squish it out. And all these moms attack him and are like calling him a pervert and stuff because he's assaulting this little girl.
I would do the same thing.
And he's just like, it's so funny because he's like leaving the toy area and he's like, I'm not a pervert. I was just looking for Turbo Man doll. It's so funny.
I like how he just hates his neighbor, Phil Hartman.
The dynamic with the neighbors.
You put my cookies down now.
Who said you could eat my cookies? Put that cookie down. No! Oh, man. So funny.
It's a great show.
See, I'm
trying putting my star on my tree.
Trying to look it up, but I believe this was the last movie that Phil Hartman did.
I don't know if it was his last one, but it's one of the last.
Let's see.
He's Simpsons, got that crazy
Simpsons.
Wife.
Oh, Small Soldiers was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the annoying neighbor in that movie, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Small Soldiers was the last big movie he did, thanks to his wife.
Wait, what?
His wife killed him. Yeah.
It was a murder suicide, really? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. I just thought he died.
No. Yeah, she shot him in the head.
Did she shoot him?
I'm pretty sure she shot him. And then she shot herself.
Yeah, it just says homicide on here. I thought, some reason I thought he was hung.
I don't think so.
But I could be wrong.
I thought he had a heart attack, so no. Who knows? Anyway, don't bring down our Christmas podcast. Yeah. With murder.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, he is a legendary actor, and unfortunately, he went too early.
Yeah.
So what's your next favorite Christmas movie, Zach?
Oh.
Is it Gremlins? Gremlins is on my list.
No. Goodness. Feel better?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, I thought you farted.
No. Did you hear anything?
No. I didn't hear anything.
I swore I heard a fart over there.
No.
Okay, maybe I'm going crazy.
Maybe.
But you do like Gremlins, though.
Do you need me to go on record?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay.
It's better than I remember it being. My next movie, again, it's on my top list, is Christmas with the Cranks.
I've never seen it.
Tim Allen.
And the mom from Malcolm in the Middle.
No. Isn't it? No, it's from, why can't I remember her name? It's right here. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tim Allen, Jamie Lee Curtis. So basically, the movie starts out, Tim and Jamie, they have a daughter who is leaving to the Amazon basically for Christmas, leaving them home alone. She signs up to be
like a biologist or something.
Yeah. Anyways, she's going down there for Christmas.
Irrelevant.
Well, it's not. It's a whole huge part of the story.
Okay.
So anyways, they decide since they're home alone this Christmas that they're going to cancel Christmas. He ends up doing the whole math and how much they spend and everything like that. Decide that they're going to quit Christmas this year and go on a cruise instead. Put all the money towards a cruise. The neighborhood that they live in is like a community. It's everybody does the same thing. All the houses look the same.
It's an HOA on steroids.
Pretty much, yes. And the leader of it all is Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, great.
And anyways, they find out that he's canceling Christmas and he won't do things. Like one of the biggest thing is they want the Frosty up on top of the roof. And he's like, no, we ain't doing that. I ain't putting Frosty on my roof. Anyways, turns to this whole fiasco. And then last minute, they find out their daughter's coming back for Christmas. She actually met someone down there. They're getting married. Literally, and I think it's the weirdest thing because she's only been gone for like a week.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks, something like that. I don't know if I remember right.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
It's a short amount. I would say long term, like a month. That's all she's been gone. And she found someone down there. They're getting married. She's bringing them back home for Christmas. And so they have to get this party started, and they depend on the neighbors. And anyways. Just a good classic Christmas movie. Funny.
Yeah, well, not good. I literally didn't know anything about it. So.
It didn't get a lot of good reviews, I'll admit it, but
I remember seeing previews for it.
Yeah.
I remember the name, and that Tim Allen was in it, but that's all I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your next one, Thomas?
Well, it was going to be Jingle All the Way, but...
Stolen.
I'm going to say, even though I don't watch it every year, Home Alone.
Okay.
Home Alone is a good one.
Great.
A child hunts two grown men trying to break in and rob his house.
I honestly thought one of you guys were going to have that on your list, so I did not watch it this week.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was like, oh, for sure one of those guys will watch it.
Yeah.
I love Home Alone.
It's good.
I do, too. Like, it's a great movie.
At any point.
Both movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
At any point, Kevin McAllister could have picked up the phone, dialed 911, but he didn't. He had fun torturing those men.
He chose to spread his Christmas cheer.
Yeah. And I want to know what the problem is with the uncle at the beginning, where he calls him a little jerk. You ruined it, you little jerk.
Like, look what you did, you little jerk.
That's the one thing I never understood is I'm sorry, but his parents, worst parents in the entire world. Number one.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. They let all of the kids and cousins basically bully him, talk crap to him all the time. You let the uncle talk the way he does to Kevin. Mm-hmm. And then they lock him upstairs like it's his fault for everything. And then they just forget about him. She's on the plane like, I'm sorry, this is my youngest kid and I'm just going to forget about him.
There was a miscount because the kid from across the street was in there.
Yes.
He was wearing this like very similar clothes.
Yeah.
That being said.
So they might have thought it was him.
But then even on the second one, there was no miscount. It was they all get on the plane and just assume he's there.
Well, they thought he learned his lesson from the last time.
Yeah. To be fair, he did make it to the airport that time.
Yeah.
They did get. Yeah. They made sure he was in the car. They just didn't make sure he was on the plane.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, though, is his
dad
leaves. And
that one is Kevin's fault, kind of, not theirs. I mean.
Well, his dad leaves him behind instead of checking. Like, if I'm running, right. Like, say it's me and Katie, and I'm running with Katie.
You would stop.
I'm going to constantly either have my hand on her or I'm going to keep an eye out for her.
Yeah.
Not just keep running, turn around and.
Yeah, but she's your favorite daughter.
It's not true.
No, it's been said. It's on record forever. No.
But any of your kids, I mean, you wouldn't abandon them like
that.
No.
You would make, especially in a crowded airport at Christmas time.
No kidding.
Exactly. You would make sure that they are on your hip the whole
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. They are the worst parents ever. Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing, though, is how they let everybody bully him in the household.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up. They don't do anything about it.
I think it's the second one when they're like singing at the church or whatever.
Yeah.
And Buzz grabs the two candles and he's like playing the drums and holding them right behind his ears and stuff. So funny.
See, and that brings me up to my other point.
He pushes him and everybody falls down.
Well, Buzz is doing all this stuff during the thing and Buzz doesn't get in trouble for any of it.
It's because Buzz.
It's because he can beat up the dad. So he's.
Well, what it is, it's just. I think it's just standard, like. You know, children dynamics, essentially.
Yeah.
Kevin is the smallest, and everybody's, like, paying attention. First off, there's a
Way
ton
too
of
many
kids
people.
Running around. There's a lot of stuff going on in that family all the time.
Yes.
And those kids are picking on him because he's the smallest, as they would.
Yeah.
You know, people like to tease, like, you probably have a similar situation at your house, but here, J.U. will torment Falco all the time. Like, he just teases him. We can't stop it. Tell him not to. You know, we stop it when it gets, like, you know, too bad or whatever. But it's just, like, a constant thing. When you have a younger sibling, you're going to pick on him a little bit.
It's true. But the parents never tell him to stop.
That's true. The parents should tell Buzz to stop.
Maybe that happened off camera.
Other than that, that's my only gripe.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a gripe. It's just they're the worst parents in history.
I don't want to sleep up there. What's wrong? Fuller slips up there. Fuller, what's the bed?
I like how he sees Buzz's girlfriend's picture. Buzz's girlfriend. Woof! Buzz!
I'm going through all your private stuff. You better come out and pound me. Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Doesn't he even say, like, Buzz, I found your Playboy? Yeah. Something like that. Like, yeah.
I like it. I think it's just fun.
I'm watching trash and eating garbage. Yeah.
Like how the pizza guy, he's delivering it and starts throwing the firecrackers out.
What do I owe you?
Change, you filthy animal.
I like that happens in both movies, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's probably the highlight of the second movie, too. Get down on your knees and tell me you love me. I love you. Tim Curry. So funny. And I love the comparison from, like, him to the Grinch, too. Mm-hmm. When it shows the Grinch, like, smile on his, like, smile curls. And then it shows Tim Curry do the same thing.
Got a really good impersonation of that smile.
Yeah. They should have. I mean, I don't know how old Tim Curry was at the time, but I kind of always thought they should have cast him as the Grinch because of that.
Right.
Oh, okay.
When they made the live action movie with Jim Carrey, I was like, man, they should have done Tim Curry. But he was probably too old.
He probably was. And say that or the part where Kevin films gets the recording of his uncle and then turns around and uses it against Tim Curry or
cookie.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Tim Curry walks in on the shower and
get out of here, you little pervert. Oh, man.
That was also one of Rob Schneider's earlier movies too.
Oh yeah, I forget that he's in that. Bellhop. He's the bellhop. Oh,
yeah. And you get to see.
Oh right, I forgot. Hands him a stick of gum. Then later, oh, you need a tip, right? No, I still got some from earlier. He's holding this big wad of cash. Okay.
You also get to see our wonderful president in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
Trump
right.
Trump makes a cameo.
Yeah.
On the streets of New York with a sticky band, it's Rome. Formerly, the artists formerly known as the Wet Bandits.
I love, yeah, and he's like, what? And he walks right up to one of those Santa,
yeah,
the ringing the bell Santa ones, and he dips his hand right into the bucket, keeps on walking.
It's covered in pennies and quarters. Check it out, Marv. We're the Sticky Bandits. Or he's actually Marv. What's Joe Pesci's character's name?
I don't remember.
That's right. He is Marv, isn't he?
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's Marv.
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry. Oh man.
The one part.
I want to see the unedited version with Joe Pesci getting beat up and just.
God, they did say. I actually read a thing on that.
While you're looking that up, there's a really great Movies That Made Us, mm-hmm. like mini documentary on Netflix about the making of that movie.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. That movie almost didn't get made.
Yeah.
And I think it's a John Hughes movie.
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it almost didn't get made, and it was losing money, so one studio canned it, and another one picked it up for, like, pennies on the dollar, and then it was a massive success. And the house, the outside of the house is real. It's a real house, I think, in Chicago or something like that, or somewhere in Illinois. Yeah. But the interior of the house, for the most part, is 100% fabricated. They built it inside of like a school gym somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So the part with Joe Pesci swearing all the time.
Yeah.
So it said on here, Joe Pesci kept forgetting that he was filming a family movie during his character's on-screen outbursts. So director Chris Columbus advised him to say fridge instead of the F word.
That's awesome. And I think this is the one where Joe Pesci avoided Macaulay Culkin the entire time on set to make him kind of more scared to get more reaction out of him.
So same thing. So worst part of that movie is when that tarantula shows up and he puts it on top of Howard Stern. Daniel Stern. Sorry. Daniel Stern. That part was legit, like him screaming. Like they didn't. I think they improvised it. Like it wasn't.
Those screams are scary, man.
They surprised him, and I can't remember what it was, but basically he wasn't expecting the spider. I think it was supposed to be a prop.
I was gonna say it was supposed to be a fake one.
They put the real one on him, and so his screams were like legit.
I remember my parents thought it would be a good idea for my oldest niece and nephew to watch us a few years ago, and they were only like 10 or 11, something like that, and they hadn't seen it for a while, and starts getting into it, and they're like, I didn't realize there was so much swearing in this, and like my niece and nephew were like, what is going on? Like,
remember swearing in that
movie. Yeah, there's
swearing. Yeah. Kevin calls him a horse's ass one time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A little bit of swearing here and there, and so then my parents was like, maybe we shouldn't watch this.
Macaulay Culkin is a hilarious potty mouth. Have you seen the movie Uncle Buck?
Yes. I love that movie.
Oh, man.
Home Alone actually gave me nightmares when I was a kid.
Yeah?
And it was the opening scene.
Oh, okay.
I could not watch that. I had to close my eyes and everything. Yeah. I could not watch the opening scene.
Huh. You still can't?
What? Yes. What happens in the opening scene?
Just the music, and then it's all
in the house and the snow.
The house, and it's just dark, and you got the like branches shaking up against stuff. I don't know.
People think that he's sprinkling salt, but it's really, he puts the bodies in.
That scared me too. That kid, that movie as a kid, it did.
Yeah.
Got me a little bit.
And then it gave you courage because you thought you could be Macaulay Culkin and beat up all those guys. Mm hmm. With marbles.
And then I got my face pounded in. On to the next.
They're both such good movies, man. Yeah. Both of them. They're phenomenal. That might even be like a contender for like, if we ever do an episode for like, well, yeah, it's a 1A, 1B. But I'm just saying like where maybe the second movie is better than the original. It might be. I'd have to rewatch them. I'm not committing to that.
I don't know.
That movie is good, man. It's so good.
I don't
good.
Know if it's better than the original.
It might be.
We'll have to do an episode on it.
Kevin, how much did you charge to my credit card? I used to recreate that scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My parents thought it was hilarious. Has this toothbrush
been approved by the American Dental Association? I'm not sure. Asking questions no one's going to know.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I'd go into my dad and my parents' bathroom. I'd put on my dad's. He'd had a little cologne that you'd shake into your hand and well, spread
it's supposed to be. It's aftershave. Aftershave.
Is that what? I thought it was his cologne.
He's using aftershave.
Oh, yeah.
But there's alcohol in it, which would make it burn, which is why it would sting.
Yeah. And that's what I'd do. I'd get a little bottle, dump it in my hand, spray it, and I'd go. I'd start screaming in the mirror. Parents thought it was hilarious.
I follow him on Twitter. He's pretty funny.
Macaulay Culkin is actually making a comeback. He's going to be in the new season of American Horror Story.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. I heard a podcast. What was it? I think it might have been Joe Rogan, actually. And he
was on an episode of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and I was listening to it, and he doesn't have to work at all for the rest of his life. And he's just doing the films just for fun.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that YouTube channel? I think it's called Cinemassacre.
No.
He's been on their channel a few times to talk about movies, including Home Alone.
Yeah.
Huh.
He seems like a pretty down-to-earth person for having a famous childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Seems like a cool dude. Hmm. Anyway, what's your next movie pick?
Oh, next movie that I really like. I don't know. That's a good question. Gremlins.
After watching that, my favorite gremlin is the flashing gremlin. It's so funny.
I love that movie. It's so good, man. It's got it all. It's got just a phenomenal, like, practical effects and puppet work.
Mm-hmm.
The one kind of goofy thing is the stop motion scene where it shows him, like, coming up the street.
Oh,
the street light or whatever. That's the kind of one goofy looking scene in it. But everything else is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I just like how they all like grope. Like they all have like their own personality and stuff. And they're all in the theater just watching the movie. I don't know. It's funny, man. I like that movie. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a dark comedy. It's a little graphic for little kids.
Yeah.
Like blowing them up in microwaves and cutting them in half and stuff. And that one is like going through the department store with a chainsaw and a gun. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, maybe so a little absurd, scary, so but good. it is extremely absurd. So I don't know. I saw it as a kid. So in my head, it's okay for kids to see it, but like, I could see why you wouldn't want your kids to see it, but I think it's great. I think it's awesome. And Mrs. Deagle down the street who hates his dog, and they get into her circuit box for her house, and they're like eating the circuits, and it makes the chair on the stairs malfunction.
Up and down.
Yeah, it goes up and down, and it launches her out the window at the top of the stairs. She just goes flying out the window and smashes into like a car. And all the gremlins are just like deagle, deagle, deagle. Oh man. Anyway, I have to bring that one up because at one point in time, Zach did not, he was like anti-Gremlins and didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we made him rewatch it, and now it's one of his favorite movies.
Had you
movies.
Even watched it before?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I couldn't remember.
He had seen it, but he didn't remember it fondly for some reason. Who knows why?
It's still not my favorite.
But you bought it.
I did, because I'll admit, it's actually better than I thought it would be.
Because it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's not my favorite. It's a good movie.
Well, that's all right, because it's one of my favorites.
All right, Zach.
I will go with probably my most favorite Christmas movie.
Chipmunk's Christmas? No. I rewatched that this week, too.
The Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I love that movie. I would venture to say that that is probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Aren't they making a new one?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Your face says no.
I 100% positive they're okay. not doing another one. How many they're doing a new Home Alone. Six.
There's like four, I think. Yeah, nope, I know. There's three. There's three? Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
I'm 100% positive.
I believe him.
I'll believe you just because, I don't know. I saw the first one and was like, yeah, that was it.
So I think the first one is...
It's decent.
I haven't seen the others, but I think the first one is a great Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's got... I mean, for kids, it's got everything, man. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's, you know, it's not scary or anything, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, it shouldn't necessarily be scary. It's a Christmas movie. But I'm just saying, like, it's got some, like, good laughs in it. The characters are likable enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really like the stepdad, how he's like... I really wanted an Oscar Mayer weenie whistle for whatever reason. And then at the end he gets it
at my weenie whistle.
Yeah. I like some of the jokes in there. And I like how terrible Tim Allen is at Christmas at the beginning of the movie. They have to go to Denny's for Christmas for Christmas dinner or whatever.
And the kid is so bummed because he goes, hot chocolate, fresh out. Chocolate milk, don't have any. Milk's fine.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's a good movie. It's not one of my personal favorites. I often like, it's probably one I honestly would skip or pick something else over, but not because I think it's bad, just because of the sheer number of times I've seen it growing up.
See, I could watch that one. So it doesn't matter how much I watch it. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So even the part in there with the waiter, with the waitress too. Warm apple pie. That sounds good. It was.
Yeah. Like if I don't know, if we made like an actual list for ourselves and if that was your true number one, I wouldn't knock it at all. I think it's a great pick.
It's good. And the sequels, they're good. Not as good as the first one. I think what made them go from a stupid idea to actually pretty decent and good is they brought back all the same actors from the first movie. No one changed. No one was recasted at all. And if they couldn't recast, because I think there was one elf, I can't remember his name, Bernard, the guy with the longer black hair. He came back in the second one, and then there was some issues with him and his contract for the third one, and so he ended up not coming back for the third one. So they just got rid of his character. They just didn't. They didn't replace him. Didn't do anything. They just got rid of his character. But
yeah, I don't think you could pay me to watch those other two movies. But I'd admit that the first one is great.
I would say give them a watch. They're good. Not as good as the first one, but I still like them. They're decent. I'll give them a watch anytime.
I won't. But that's okay. I agree with you that the first one is a, like, if we were doing the fantasy draft of Christmas movies and you picked it number one overall, I would applaud your pick. It's a fantastic pick. But then if your second pick was the Santa Claus 2, I'd be like, oh, he's leaving tons of gold for me to draft.
No, that one would be further down.
What's your next movie, Tom?
That's probably the last of my favorites, but I'm going to go with starting with my probably most controversial.
You're starting the dislikes?
My like and dislike. So we're right in the middle there where I could take it or leave it. A Christmas Story.
What?
Exactly. I know.
I kind of see where you're coming from with this one.
So
I had. Shoot your eye out.
I had never seen this until.
Fragile. Must be Italian.
Yeah. 7 or 8 years ago. And then. We just had to watch it all the time, every Christmas. And I never watched movies like every year on Christmas or like any holiday ever. And so then we're doing this and I was just like, I'm sick of this. I hate this. This is no fun anymore. Once good, twice sure. After that, give me a break.
Right. Oh, fudge.
Yeah, I said the big one, the grand.
Except daddy. I didn't say that. It was the F-dash-dash-dash word.
It's a great film. It really is. And there's a lot of great funny parts. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just like I'm over it.
I was going to say my favorite part on there is where he gets the decoder ring.
Yeah.
He's all excited and he goes in the bathroom and he drink starts going for Ovaltine. It. And it goes, don't forget to drink your Ovaltine. a crummy commercial? Son of a bitch. Throws the Dakota ring on the ground and walks away.
That's what happened to every kid who ever got something like that. Mm-hmm.
We basked in the warm glow of, what is it?
The light. Yeah. Which I got my dad for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
And he puts it up in his window every year now.
That's funny.
What is it?
The leg lamp.
The leg.
Oh, the leg lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny. I think that movie has one of the great, like, retaliation against a bully scenes, though.
Absolutely.
When he finally gets even, just beats the crap out of him.
He's bawling the whole time he's doing it. Just.
Yeah,
in he's tears.
Just cussing up a storm, beating the crap out of that kid.
I like how the mom's just like, okay.
She just goes with it.
Yeah. It just reminds me of my mom, and there's this kid that was trying to pick on me, and then we were walking home, and we were going through this baseball field in through my parents' backyard, and this kid started picking on me, and I knew my mom was home, so I didn't want to start a fight, and so I was just like not doing anything. Knocked me over or something, and I hear my mom yelling, "Punch him!" Like she had been seeing me get picked on by this kid, and so then, yeah, all hell broke loose. It was funny.
That's awesome. I love that movie.
Yeah, I mean it's a good one.
For me, it's not one that I'm gonna watch.
Yeah,
but I respect it as a classic.
Well, I know a lot of people get really sick of it because TNT and TBS.
Mm-hmm.
Do 24 hours of Christmas stories. So starting Christmas Eve, I think at like 6 o'clock at night until Christmas Day, 6 o'clock at night.
They just play it on repeat.
They just play it on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Just consistently.
I know I did see that movie a lot as a kid.
Yeah. I saw it a lot as an adult. And that's why. It's on my naughty list.
Yeah. I mean, I have really it upstairs.
I shut my eye out. We own it. Yeah. It's
a good fun movie.
But yeah, absolutely.
I agree with you. I can't really like watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I have that same BB gun and everything.
I actually have one upstairs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
The Red Ryder. It's the best one.
Compass in stock. Yeah.
What was the Christmas movie that you don't like, Zach?
That I don't like? Yeah. I don't know.
Since he flipped it to movies that we don't like.
No, I just said it was
coming back instead of going around.
It was just medium. I like it. Oh, but
now
I
we're
like
flipping
it.
The order too.
Yep.
Might as well.
Ooh. So now you're next.
I don't know. Let me hurry and look.
Just got to look up Christmas movies real quick. Like it, like it, like it, like it, like it.
He's just like, I just like Christmas. Okay.
Ooh.
I love the festive.
I have the perfect one because I hate these movies. I think they are horrible. I think they should be wiped off the planet, the face of this earth, everything. All Dogs Go to Heaven Christmas special.
Why do you hate dogs?
I hate those movies with a passion. They are stupid, horrible, and then they made a Christmas one, and no, stupid. Get rid of them.
So I haven't seen any of the sequels, but I think that the first All Dogs Go to Heaven movie is a timeless classic.
No, horrible, dumb.
It's so good.
Hate it. Stupid.
What's not to like about it?
What it's not to not like about it?
You're did crazy, I say that right? Man.
No, you didn't.
What is there to like about it? There
they
we go.
Save that homeless girl.
Stupid movies.
You're dumb. Crazy, man. And it's Don Bluth.
Horrible.
That's a good movie.
You could not even, if someone said, I'll pay you like $500 to watch all three of those movies,
the most appetizing
I would say go
pizza
screw
that's ever, the most appetizing pizza that's ever been animated is in that movie.
No.
There's never been a cheesier pizza ever.
Ninja Turtles probably have cheesier.
I disagree. You haven't seen this movie, Thomas. You gotta check it out.
I've seen it.
They're like pulling slices off and it's just like not coming apart. There's just like ropes of cheese like all over the place. I don't know why the dogs are so into eating pizza, but apparently dogs like pizza.
Yeah.
I like how cats run hell. So funny. And when he dies, so he goes to heaven because all dogs go to heaven, but he doesn't want to go to heaven because he's not done living yet. So he like steals his dog collar back or whatever and like sends himself back down to earth. I don't know, man. I like that movie. I think it's good. There's gangster dogs and stuff.
Stupid.
You need to rewatch it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
I don't think you can pull a Gremlins on him.
And that's a really like loose reach for a Christmas movie because the original's not even a Christmas movie.
No, he said there's the a Christmas. They special. Actually made a Christmas movie.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know, but then you looped all other. I don't know. I doubt anybody even has seen that movie. I mean, people have seen it.
Look how popular those movies were, I guarantee.
I don't think they're that popular.
They're popular. I didn't know they had a Christmas one. I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second or third.
I can throw another one into the mix that I'm sure all of you guys will agree with.
Okay.
Every single Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, that's great. That's a given.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying.
For me, I'm thinking, I don't know. I know a lot of people really like this movie. I just can't take it. Is the Polar Express.
I do not like it.
I don't mind it.
I
watched it for the first time last year. I don't mind it.
Yeah. The book is fine and it's fun. I had that growing up and we'd read that every Christmas, but
it's got its highlights in it. Like, and I like
the movie though. I don't like
Tom Hanks in it, but I just don't like it.
Do you not like the animation or just not overall?
Everything. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't think it's entertaining.
Yeah.
I think it's boring. And I don't think I don't think the animation is great.
And I think that was one of the downfalls of it. And everyone knew it wasn't good.
But
we had some friends we were talking to yesterday, and they said that I think it's today. I don't know. But it's the Polar Express Day, and they watch the Polar Express every... it is today, because it's December 12th? 13th? Yeah, 12th or 13th is National Hot Chocolate Day. And so they watch that movie and they prepare their hot chocolate. So when the conductor comes out with it, they all have it.
Hot chocolate.
They sing the song. It's like, that is dedication to a not great movie. So I don't know. If you like it, great. But I'm not going to watch that.
All right. So what's a movie you actually don't like?
Miracle on 31st Street.
I don't blame you. I don't like that movie much either. But mostly just because I think it's boring.
It's incredibly boring.
I've never seen it as an adult. I've only ever seen it as a kid. But yeah. They would like have like an assembly and then show it on like the projector, like all huge in the assembly. So there's like 300 kids in this room. You know what I mean? It's like nobody's watching this stupid movie. It's boring. If you want kids to pay attention, you got to show a funny movie or an animated movie, because that's what kids like.
Yep.
Bad Santa.
I've seen that movie, and I know a lot of people like it. I don't care for it.
Yes. I've watched enough of it that I don't want to watch it.
See, I've only seen it a couple times, and although it wasn't great, I still laughed at a few parts, so I was okay with it, but I've not seen it in years.
That, and I'm really, really not a whatever the lead guy's name.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm not a really big Billy Bob Thornton fan.
Oh, you really? Just don't like rednecks or what?
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind Billy Bob Thornton. I don't
think he's a good
fan
actor.
I'm not a huge fan of his. I do like him in Armageddon, but so, I'm not a huge fan of his.
With him, he's not somebody who's going to like make me want to see a movie, but he doesn't turn me off of a movie either. Like,
I think,
that he's in something, it's just like, okay.
I think he's a great actor, but yeah, he's not my favorite actor.
Yeah, I think he is a net positive for movies more than a net negative. But he's in this movie with Bruce Willis called The Bandits.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
That movie's really good. He's like a hypochondriac and he's also a bank robber. he just thinks he's getting sick all the time, and Bruce Willis will like say that he has like a symptom of something.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, his head just starts spinning. He thinks he's crazy. Yeah. Pretty funny. I don't know. There are a lot of bad Christmas movies.
I was going to say, what's your next one?
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to think of any that are like really well known that I don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than just name off some random movie like All Dogs Go to Heaven 3 or something. You know?
That is not some random movie.
I didn't even know that movie existed.
Apparently you didn't like those movies then.
I liked the first one.
Apparently not.
You're not a real fan.
I'm not a real fan if I don't watch every sequel.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're a real fan, you'd watch them all.
Exactly.
I don't think that's a fair argument.
I think that's a fair argument.
They make a lot of crap sequels to a lot of kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to watch them all if you want to watch them.
If you're a fan, you'll watch it.
At least give them a try. I gave Home Alone 3 a try.
Yeah, I saw that too. It wasn't good.
Nope.
Let's see here.
Speaking of Christmas specials, there's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
I saw that.
Released on Disney Plus. 2023.
Gotta announce it now.
That's so stupid. But there is a terrible Star Wars Christmas festival.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars Christmas special, yeah.
Man, that thing is a mess. Have you guys ever seen it?
The what?
I think that's where the origin of Boba Fett comes from.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
The Wookiee Christmas.
I know, but he's in the Christmas special.
I did hear that was horrible.
I think that's the first thing he was ever in.
But maybe.
Yeah. Because he's not in A New Hope.
When you said origin, I thought you were meaning like that's where he gets his story as a bounty hunter.
No. I just think that's where his first ever appearance is. Because he's not in A New Hope. He's just in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But that Christmas special takes, I believe it aired on television before Strikes Back, and he's in that.
Yeah.
I did hear that was horrible. They did do a new one.
It's so weird.
On Disney Plus, but it's a Lego Christmas special.
Oh.
And it's actually pretty good. They redeemed themselves.
Well, it's probably because they're making fun of it, so.
I don't know, because I never saw the first.
It's so weird. It's just like a crap show.
All right, so I'm going to say Babes in Toyland, because I saw that once as a kid.
What?
And again, it's just an older musical movie.
Yeah, but there's babes in it, man.
And it wasn't good.
Not the right kind of babes, huh?
I guess. Here's kind of an underrated one that I think it's pretty funny. I don't know that it's a great Christmas movie, but I was just like scrolling through and noticed it. Just Friends with Amy Smart and Ryan Reynolds.
That is actually really good.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I like that one. I haven't seen it.
We also didn't talk about Elf, probably because we've talked about it before we started.
That's what I was
going
to say. Yeah, that's the show that I watched today with the kids. And Elf. It was funny, Jackson, at the beginning, he's like, why are they making him leave? He's an elf.
Call me an elf one more time. Must be a South Pole elf. Ooh, you're an angry elf.
But Jackson, he goes, why does he have to leave? Those are just people. And Ashley's like, no, look at the difference in him. And he's like, nah, they're people. It was funny. But he really liked it. He was laughing through it.
Yeah, I think that's a good movie overall.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm not a huge fan of Will Ferrell in general, but he's good in that one. And early days of Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's blonde in that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can sing really well. Ooh. Cookies.
Hi.
I noticed she brought me cookies, but you guys are gonna be tough out of luck.
Another one we didn't really mention is I don't know if you guys have seen it before, Jack Frost.
Oh, I've seen that with Michael Keaton.
Very sad movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's good, but
I remember the snowball fight scene, but I don't remember that movie being good.
It's all right.
I can see why people don't like it. I, on the other hand, do like it. But I can see the argument as to why people don't.
Doesn't he die in like a car accident?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then his son, so he gives him a harmonica and he tells him that anytime he plays the harmonica, he'll come or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he plays the harmonica and he ends up returning back as a snowman.
That's unfortunate.
And then the rest of the movie is him trying to keep him alive as a snowman. But he starts melting. Ultimately, the end... He comes back one last time as a spirit, then ends up leaving.
Didn't they make a Jack Frost 2?
No, you're thinking of the horror movie Jack Frost 2.
No, I'm not. I thought it was a kid's movie.
No. I don't know. There's a horror movie out there called Jack Frost, the Killer Snowman. And then Jack Frost, the Killer Snowman Returns. Jack Frost 2, something like that. But
you know what we didn't talk about, though, is the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's a semi-animated, like, cart.
Well, there's, like,
a hand-drawn. Animated. Yeah,
there's the original hand-drawn, I mean. And then the live-action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I haven't seen the computer-animated one, but the other two.
The newest one or whatever?
Yeah.
It's called The Grinch.
Yeah.
It's actually really pretty good.
Yeah, Kaisley and Jackson watched it, and they seemed pretty okay with it. I remember Ashley wanted Jackson to watch the one with Jim Carrey, and he was just like, nope. Noped right out of there real quick.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate on it, but I like that one.
I like it pretty well.
It should have been Tim Curry, and we all know it.
I think it was pretty good. With the one with Jim Carrey, I like it. I think it's pretty fun, and Jim Carrey does that the Grinch really well.
Mm-hmm.
I have no arguments with it. But I mean, growing up with the hand drawn one, I've never actually seen
it all the way through.
Oh, really?
The Jim Carrey one, yeah.
That's not bad.
I just love the original. So for me, it's like I just don't have an urge to watch the others.
Yeah,
because. I mean, if it was on, I would watch it. I'm not against watching it. I've never actually tried to watch it because I just like the original, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
It's a timeless classic.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever seen the movie The Rise of the Guardians?
Nope.
No.
So that movie is pretty good.
Like the Easter Bunny and...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah.
So all Jack that stuff. Frost...
I've seen part of it.
...is like this...
Kid?
He's like... Well, yeah, he was a kid, and I think he dies. He, like, drowns in a lake or something. But he becomes a guardian over a holiday, or, like, kind of. Mm-hmm. And so he is the reason everything is frosty, right? Jack Frost or whatever. But he joins up with the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and they have to, like, save the spirit of these holidays somehow. I saw it once. I remember it being all right. It was pretty good.
You know what?
What about the... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the Christmas movie that I really do hate, the Claymation Rudolph, I do not care for that at all.
All of those are not good movies.
I know they're supposed to be classics.
That was literally what I was going to bring up, is all those Claymation films.
I had a feeling.
I'm not a fan of those ones.
I mean, I know it's hard work, and it's impressive what they can do, but I hate them. I hate them all.
In fact,
I think they're good for what they are. I just think they have not aged well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Frito drivers calls me Cornelius from the Rudolph movie.
Yeah. So, you are wearing plaid.
Well, I got the plaid, the beard.
Yeah.
My work beanie looks like his beanie. So.
Yeah. That's fair.
Hmm. Anyway, I don't know that there's any other really Christmas stuff that we need to cover here. Unless you guys think of anything. There's that Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie The Night Before. That wasn't that great.
I never did see it.
I was going to say, I don't know if I saw that. I don't even know what that is.
I think one of them is like famous.
Oh,
Anthony Mackie is in it too. And he's like an athlete, like a famous athlete. And he comes back to like hang out with
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and
Seth Rogen. Yeah,
because Joseph Gordon-Levitt's doesn't his parents die right around Christmas?
Yeah, something like that. They make a pact
to spend Christmas with him every year. But I know ones we didn't talk about. How about all of the Christmas carols? You got Mickey's Christmas Carol, the Muppets Christmas Carol.
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
You've got...
That's so good.
The Jim Carrey version, too. It's the new Christmas Carol. It's what Disney did. It's just called A Christmas Carol, and it's actually got Jim Carrey, and he voices like half of the cast in it. And this one is actually it's an animated one, but it follows the book.
Jim Carrey's Eight Crazy Nights, basically.
Pretty much. But it's a Christmas Carol.
But good.
And it actually legit follows the book down to a T. So.
Oh, wait, I have seen that. Because they did some weird kind of, they filmed like, some of it here at the Union Station. Some of it's like weirdly animated where it's like.
It almost looks real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets really scary at some points. Like.
I will always watch Mickey Mouse Christmas. But I will watch any old school Mickey Mouse cartoon because it's just good.
Right.
Sure. You're both looking at me like I need to agree. Yes.
I love it, man. I grew up watching those like really old Disney, you know, like the ones Steamboat where like
Willie.
The open. Yes. Yeah. But I mean, not
that
I
old.
Do like Steamboat Willie, but like slightly newer than that, you know, like it would have the opening credits with whoever's ever face the cartoon was about. Yeah. So it'd have like Donald Duck's face while the opening credits ran. And then you'd watch the cartoon. I love those.
Yeah.
To this day, I think they're great. They're so good. Anything with Donald Duck versus the Chipmunks, hilarious. But specifically, there is a Christmas one where the chipmunks are in Mickey's tree.
Yeah. And, yeah, I've seen that one.
And Pluto is like trying to get these chipmunks out of the tree.
Ruins the whole tree.
Yeah. And that was, I remember that being really good. Which reminds me, there is a Tom and Jerry Christmas special that is amazing and extremely violent.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Yeah, he like makes some kind of paper airplane and it's like tied to a string on the ceiling and he's dropping the Christmas light bulbs and like the bulb like ornaments. Bombs. Yeah, like bombs. Yeah. And they're like exploding all around the cat.
I don't know if that looks familiar.
The cover looks familiar. I've never seen it.
That's the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyways. How about as well Scrooged? With Bill Murray?
I tried to watch that last night and fell asleep. Lizzie says that I've seen it before, but I don't remember it. So
I actually think I think that movie is actually really funny. Although, is it The Ghost of Christmas Present? The girl is annoying, like beyond annoying. Hands off, hands off.
You almost spilled your soda on your drink.
It's all gone anyways.
Oh, okay.
Spilled my soda on my drink?
I mean, you're on your phone.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. The Chipmunks Christmas special is pretty good. There's a heartbreaking little story about this kid, Timmy, or Tommy. I don't remember his name. But he gets sick, and the doctors can't help him. Nobody can help him out. And Alvin has this golden echo harmonica. It's a gold harmonica. And he wants the new golden echo harmonica so he can have two of them because it's his favorite thing and he wants to keep one safe as a backup or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he overhears this story about how this kid is a big fan of the Chipmunks and he really wants a golden echo harmonica just like Alvin. And so he goes out of his way to go there to give this kid his harmonica, mm-hmm. which is like super valuable because he hopes it'll make the kid better and it helps the kid feel better or whatever.
Yeah.
But then he gets booked to play at Carnegie Hall. And so he needs money to buy a new harmonica. So it's like, I need money. I don't know. Anyway, it's all right.
Hmm.
It's a good little story to teach little kids the true meaning of Christmas. It's not to get presents, but to give. It's the spirit of giving.
And then be needy.
But it's good.
Yeah.
The soundtrack can get a little crazy because it's all like chipmunk singing stuff.
Yeah.
And you know how that can be.
Mm-hmm.
Chipmunk singing ain't bad.
I mean, if you're into that.
I'm into it.
All right.
I'm into it. Oh, man. I'm just scrolling through other movies. I legitimately think we've hit the end of this road, fellas.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mickey's Christmas Carol, I would watch that. I feel like there is some movie that we're missing, though.
We're probably missing a bunch of them.
Well, there's a bunch of crap that we're not talking about because it's like Hallmark movies that we're just never going to watch.
No, I mean good ones.
The Frozen movies?
Not so much.
People love them.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're Christmas.
Well, they're on the list. There's a snowman. I don't know.
Meh.
I mean, it falls into our category of snow, making it a Christmas movie.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is a Christmas movie. I would have to agree with you on that.
Jingle Jangle is on the list. I'm glad I couldn't find that because it sounds terrible listening to you.
It started off decent and then it just got real just not good.
Yeah.
Just boring.
Trapped in Paradise.
I love that movie. How did we forget about that one?
I knew we were forgetting something we'd seen.
I've never seen it.
What?
But he and I have. It's a Jack Nicholson movie. It's really good, actually. Yeah. Or not Nicholson. Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Dana Carvey. Dana. Is it Carvey?
I think so.
Or Harvey. Dana Harvey.
It's Carvey.
Carvey. And then who's the other guy in it? The third brother.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, yeah. Oh.
Oh, I remember you guys talking about
hilarious
it.
Hilarious movie. So, freaking Dana Carvey's just a klepto. Stealing. Just anything he can get his hands on, he just takes it. They're in a store, and he's not even trying to steal anything.
And he's just stealing.
And finally, Nicolas Cage walks over and goes, "What are you doing?" Starts shaking out his pockets and his coat, and all this stuff just starts dropping everywhere. I'm going to go home and watch that tonight.
These guys roll into a small town, basically, to rob it.
Yeah.
And they rob this bank, and then a snowstorm rolls in, and they can't leave. So they're trapped there, and the town is called Paradise. Yeah,
it's called Paradise.
And it's Christmas time. It's a funny movie.
Looking through this list, they have 8 Crazy Nights on there. It's a Hanukkah movie. It's not Christmas.
It's Hanukkah, Christmas time. They're all together.
Yeah, it's a holiday movie.
Oh, boy. Don't tell the Jews that, Zach. By the way, happy Hanukkah, everyone. It's the second night now.
When this
airs, it'll be over with.
Yeah.
Yeah. No presents for you.
Instead of one fun night, we get 8 crazy nights.
Yeah, you really got nothing else. I'll let you guys do all the heavy lifting.
Well, anyway, if we did miss something and it is, you know, your favorite or a movie that you think is absolutely terrible, you can send us a message at excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com and let us know.
And if you want to send us a Christmas gift, just reach out to us. I will give you an address you can ship me stuff.
Oh, man.
We forgot about Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, but we covered that on the maybe non-traditional movies.
That's true. Oh, you know what I hate? 4 Christmases. That one with...
That was all right. Reese Witherspoon and...
I don't like it because of him.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of his name. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him.
I knew that about you.
Yep.
I like Vince Vaughn. I don't think he's like great or anything, but I think
he's hit and miss.
Yeah, I just don't like him in that one.
Yeah. How about the classic Frosty movies? Cartoon ones. I think those ones are pretty good.
I like the first one. The second one's okay. It's not my favorite.
Frosty Returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are kind of silly.
Those ones. And I think the last one for me, and more so I'm a fan of it just because I watched it when it came out when I was a kid. How old was I? I probably count like 5th or 6th grade. Anyways, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Taylor Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think it was, what's her name? One of her very first movies.
I'd lump that in with the bad movies, though. Huh? Personally, I'd lump that in with the bad ones.
I could see that. It was not, going back and watching it, it was definitely not one of the best movies. I enjoy it, though.
Who is the actress, though? Who was in it?
The chick.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm sure I do, but
Jessica Biel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it was one of her first movies next to one, probably movies, yeah, because I think she was only famous at the time for
Seventh Heaven,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you want to plug our stuff?
Yep. I'll do that now.
Good idea.
You can follow us on Instagram at Excellent Movie Adventures, and you can send us email requesting gift addresses at excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Excellent Movie Pod, and Zach and Pickle are on Instagram and Twitter
at Pix Adventures
and at Z Van Beacom.
And hope you have a happy holidays. And that's all we got.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And also a happy new year when that holiday eventually rolls around, because that's coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll have 2020 before that,
will be over, but the woes of 2020 will continue on into 2021.
It's like the terrible hangover you can't get rid of.
All right. Well, see you later.
Bye.
Ciao.
Excellent.